A lover arrives, laughing wine through her teeth. Rabelais sets a table until the table becomes a ship. Gargantua enters stomach first, a moon of appetite, drawing old tides to itself. Pantagruel follows with a thirst that baptizes every sentence. Panurge curls at their feet like a question that wants to be married. I sit among pictures, the sweat like strong men and cheese, the size of provinces. The air smells of an anatomy lesson that has decided to be a feast. They bless the bread with noises learned from the stable and the choir. The knife is a sacrament that explains grain to the mouth. When the first cup is lifted, the sea draws near, obedient to its own thirst. We drink and our bellies ring with bells that were monks yesterday. A friar laughs, the laugh becomes a tide, and the tide picks up the long back of a creature that agrees to be joyful in our presence. The whale rises to the lip of the harbor and exhales a warm song that holds the night. No one is improved, everyone is enlarged. The abbey we enter does not rebuke. Thalem lifts its skirts to run. Its rule fits the body the way salt fits sweat. Not libertine, but musical. A mode in which dissonance is hospitality, cloisters open like mouth. Windows behave like eyes, finally convinced. In the refectory, the margins of scripture occupied by drawings of pears and buttocks and instruments of obscure delight. A novice writes a theorem on the rind of a melon, needs it to prove his faith. I am given a key shape like a spoon. I open my hunger and find a library inside. Panurge begins his catalog, small floods of things that jostle and shine, which signs foretell a cuckold crown, which omens excuse it, which horns are harmonious, play under the hat while the husband is absent. He asks each oracle and pays each in fear. The answer, smell of rope and laughter. In the courtyard, a herd of kids practice budding a painted moon. The moon wobbles and enjoys it. The whale watches from outside the wall with an eye that is only brain related. And the eye are only music stiffened by pride. We set sail because the cup commands it. Ships are barrels that learn geometry. The crew are scholars of thirst on the yard. A monk hangs to dry after a baptism in Burgundy. The wind is a midwife who approves of excess and moderation. We cross an inlet where the water has learned. Satire islands grin with too many teeth. A crowd of litigants wave writs that are only eels tied into knots. Our pilot consults the chants of birds which sit on the rigging and discuss metaphysics in crumbs. Storm the sky puts on a card piece of lightning and struts. Rain arrives with the manners of a thousand chamber pots, suddenly sincere. The ship groans like a saint with a pleasant habit. judge releases truants with a tap and a lesson none of us can repeat without blushing. At an island where every citizen is a parchment, we read the law on the skin in a charged ink by the pint. At another, words grow on hedges and must be harvested before frost, otherwise they drop and curse the soil. We pick a basket of warm adjectives and stew them with garlic. Our tongues become scholars and our throats become cloisters. At night the captain toasts the patronage of bottles. He names each by its virtues, the candid, the argumentative, the conciliatory, the bottle that forgives debts, the bottle that invents new ones. We drink the list and sleep like magistrates absolved by a nap.